This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friends, and welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. Isn't it great to be seen as so unimportant to people in places of power? Washington, D.C., the media elites, the people that populate the swamp. They were getting all snarky on Todd and I yesterday.
But they have some reporter from the Dakotas asking questions. They're not. That's not press.
Hey, he only had, what was it, 700 or something following? Dude's a nationwide dude with three-digit figure following, and he's pointing and...
Yeah, this
bullying and stuff.
It was quite
crazy,
quite,
man.
Quite amusing. We did get the chance yesterday to ask a question to Sean Spicer on the White House press briefing, and then some in the White House media circle started getting a little snarky about they just hate being displaced. I think it's fabulous. I think it's one of the best things the White House does is to say, let's take media from other places. In other words, why are the people sitting in those chairs the most important people to be able to ask questions, right? And to take, really what they're doing is they're taking the audience of AM 1100, The Flag, KFYR, KTGO, KLTC, all of our social media, and saying, let's give you a voice. Let's give you a say. Seems to make perfect sense to me, especially because of where we live and call home. Get outside the bubble, for crying out loud. You know, I just don't believe 90% of what they tell us is news is news. Does it affect your life? Does it matter? Is this going to impact you in some way? The vast majority of this stuff is just like a good parlor game, cocktail party conversation amongst the people who do this for a living. Not in the real world. People here are worried about what? I think about, just bedrock foundational things that connect to their life. Certainly, the question we asked about infrastructure because of the role North Dakota will play in that this week with our governor meeting with President Trump, Vice President Pence, along with his Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. That's not too bad. Not too bad that they're shaping that, talking about roads and bridges and talking about more than roads and bridges and more of what infrastructure means in the time in which we live. That's broadband. I mean, the broadband's important because if you pull data off of a farm field, put it in that pipe like the governor was talking about yesterday, getting that where it needs to be analyzed, then back to that grower so they have as close to real-time information as possible is essential, especially in years when maybe every little decision matters in a big way. But I also think tax reform, giving people more, letting them keep more of what they earn, that's important. You know, this ridiculous healthcare situation we find ourselves in. We're going to talk at the bottom of the hour with two folks on each side of the negotiating table for the Grand Forks teachers and the Grand Forks School Board. And there's a number of these negotiations going on around the state. So we're going to go inside the Grand Forks version of this. Negotiators for the teachers wanted a 5% hike for the next school year and 3% the following year. The school board saying salaries have to be frozen for the next 2 years because of budget constraints. And are you ready for this? An unexpected spike in the cost of health insurance premiums for employees. Heidi Heitkamp, are you listening? I'll never forget the day I heard you on a stage with some union folks talking about how, Obamacare was the way. Obamacare was the way. in this inspiring Obama. He was gonna get it, and how great Obamacare is going to be. Now teachers are going to have to do with less because of your beloved Obamacare that you continue to defend and didn't even want to replace with something that would stop the death spiral. This is just Grand Forks School District alone, folks. Listen to this number. Health insurance premiums will be $1.6 million more this year than last year. They were anticipating a 10% increase. They ended up with a 20% increase. Ouch. $1.3 million deficit with some additional revenue of $360,000 because of that decision right there. So try doing that. One of the questions I have for you today on the program related to the conversation we'll have in a few minutes here with Doug Carpenter, president of the Grand Forks Public Schools Board, joins us at the bottom of the hour, and Ed Gerhart, the business manager for the school teachers. Wait a minute, I can't remember who. I'll find that out in a second. But anyway, I think we have both sides of that, not one side, but I'll find that out in a moment here. I'm just looking at my list. One of the questions I have for them and for you is, look, we want the best teachers. We want them compensated properly, right? Who wouldn't be for that? It's a noble profession. They do incredible work. They really do. They are shaping our children. If the dollars are not there, would you be willing to allow the school districts to increase their mill levy to pay teachers more? Said another way, are your property taxes going up something you can live with if it goes to teachers? I would like to see them get innovative myself. My answer to that would be no, let's not go there first. Let's not go there first. Let's see if the dollars are there somewhere else. And one way would be to say, come up with a system that says the really good teachers, and we all know who they are. Any parent knows the really good teachers. You just know the ones that care, that go the extra mile. The administration does. It's not a secret. So they could easily come up with a way to say, let's identify the teachers that are really doing it well, pay them the increases, and incentivize the others to say, if you want an increase, get to that category. Because I think what happens a lot of times is these teachers' unions end up just protecting the bad ones. And it comes at the expense of others. One thought I had before we got to property tax increases, but maybe you're right to a property tax increase. Tell me what you think on that today, and we'll talk about the Grand Forks debate. 258-0550 is our toll-free telephone. No, that's not toll-free. That's just the number locally from any 701 area code, 258-0550. Toll free, it's 800-228-0550. That's the toll free telephone number. You can text Todd or I, 701-367-2054, 367-2054, or 226-8503. Yes or no on property tax increases for teachers? I have a hunch that isn't an automatic no. Usually it's a no when you're asking me if it's okay if property taxes go up. Usually it's a no. I have a hunch there's enough love of teachers and what they do to say that's something I could consider. But I want to just take your pulse a little bit on that. Let me know. Let me know on the program today. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join us for a part of the next hour. We had hoped he'd be here for the whole hour. Unfortunately, that crazy congressional calendar has popped him a surprise this morning, and they're doing some sort of committee work. So he will join us for most of next hour, and we already have questions or comments coming in for him. So get ready for those, and feel free to get him in early if you'd like any particular topics that you'd like. I have one kind of funny question for him. Todd, I don't know what you think of this, but, you know, there is all these White House media organizations that are offshoots of former newspapers. So Politico used to be part of the Washington Post. All the people there, they started Politico, then they spun off of that to go to Axios. And they're like these 24/7 kind of, they're not newspapers, but they're news organizations, okay? And it's a little gossipy, but they have very good sources, some of them within the White House. And a story today caught my attention. that said, it's talking about President Trump's mood. And here's a quote from someone supposedly in the know in the White House. He feels some sort of deep-seated emotional need to assert his primacy over people he has very clear primacy over. These are people you need to trust and to be loyal to you. His treatment of his aides is a factor in the unwillingness of some top talent to go into the White House. You never know when you're going to get thrown under the bus. He has this constant need for reassurance and affirmation that he takes out on the staff. Do you believe that? I'm going to ask Kevin Cramer if he believes that, if that's true. The second I read this, it's like, okay, you're trying to psychoanalyze President Donald Trump, who's had an extraordinarily successful career, had thousands of people work for him in the private sector, and now all of a sudden he goes in the White House and he develops these traits and you know, people are afraid of him. I'm not sure I buy it, but
that
I do
sounds
wanna...
like rhetoric out of people, because you can't prove it's wrong. How do you prove that's not true? So you stick with that talking point, hoping to sway people your way and make people paranoid.
I don't like it much.
I don't
hey, what's on your mind? Let us know if those things or anything else. So when we come back here, 258-0550, or give us a text on what's on your mind.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuzer of Marion. The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, consists of 70 automated weather stations distributed among prime agricultural locations across North Dakota and border regions. The NDON Center is part of the NDSU Soil Science Department. The primary benefits of this weather station network is to develop an array of agricultural models. The models help producers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. These decisions help save producers both time and money. The NDON website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models. Log on to ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu to access this useful website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fine sponsor here on What's On Your Mind. One of our many fine sponsors, and we appreciate them very much. You can get up to 50% off any product on MyPillow.com with the promo code SCOTT. Well, what do you mean? It's only pillows, right, Todd? It's only pillows. What is your...
That's like saying a Yugo's only a car. Exactly. A Lamborghini's only a car. Well...
It is, first of all, it's much more than just a pillow. It's a lifestyle change. It'll give you your life back. You'll sleep better. Todd and I have found that, as all of our fine listeners that have bought one have said. We appreciate hearing from them. But it's more than pillows. They have the MyPillow mattress, the mattress topper. It's like this 3-inch thick, high-density support foam that cradles your entire body, creating a zero-gravity effect without being too soft or too firm. You have to experience it to believe it. As a thermophase gel technology, that's the mattress topper. That's a great one. There's the MyPillow bed. There's the body pillow, the go-anywhere pillow, the travel pillow, the first pillow, the bolster pillow, the ThermoShield pillow top mattress cover, small, medium, and large MyPillow for pets, and all-purpose cushions, too. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Robin Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Morning.
Hi there, how are you?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to make a quick comment about the raising the property taxes for teachers' salaries. Yeah. I really loved your idea about the incentive program before property taxes. I mean, isn't Grand Forks County the highest property tax in the state already?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that, Rob, on the number. I don't. I was just trying to ponder whether that's an accurate statement or not. I guess I've heard that thrown around before. But
I have, too. I don't know if it's true or not, but I don't know. Living in Grand Forks County, I tend to believe I think it is. But anyway, the incentive program, there isn't enough of that in the United States anymore, especially in the schools.
So let's set that aside for a second, because I think that's the ultimate way to save it. And I'm not advocating higher property taxes. I think they're too high. And I think that government could learn from the private sector, where you just find a way to do more with less. But if you had to pick something, would teachers earning more? I mean, do you want to see teachers earn more? And is it? Do you think if you had to pick something where it'd be okay for property taxes to go up, it would be teacher salaries?
Yeah, reluctantly, I got to say yes. Of course.
Reluctantly, because you don't think teachers. Reluctantly, because you don't want your property taxes to go up, or reluctantly because you don't think teachers deserve to earn more.
You said something about some teachers who go the extra mile and work real hard at it. There are a lot of those, and I think they really deserve it, but I think there's a lot of deadbeat agenda spouting teachers out there that, no, I don't think they deserve it, and I think there's a lot of that. Look at the school curriculums now. It's ridiculous what they're teaching. I mean, what happened to history? And
well, that's an administrator problem, though. That wouldn't go on.
True.
That's
okay.
You know, that's the administrator deciding. And I hear you. Some of the curriculum is off, but I think you're also right. I think there are some that just don't. They mail it in, and you know, it's not real popular in the union to say, well, this one does the trick, this one doesn't. But those kind of conversations maybe would be a little more palatable if you tied it to an incentive package of some kind to pay good teachers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a kind of a little attitude out there. Why give 100% when, hey, 40 will get me by? I don't know. Maybe not, but I see that quite a bit, I think.
Appreciate the call very much, Rob. Call again. Thank you. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. A couple of calls came in during the break. You can go ahead and roll those, Todd.
I don't know if you guys watched any Fox News, but if you watched the Tucker Carlson show last night, boy, the guest on there, she was from Black Lives Matter. Man, she was a nut. If you heard it, you know what I'm talking about. And she basically said that it's okay for blacks to exclude whites from from functions and things going on, but it's not okay for whites to exclude blacks. The whole thing was there's a celebration for blacks only for Memorial Day, I believe it was. And she said they didn't want anybody's white ass there. That was her words. They didn't want any white ass people there. And when he asked her, isn't that kind of racist? He said, well, she basically just poo-pooed it and said, well, I guess it can't be racist because we're black, is basically what she said. Well, that's not her words, but I mean, that's basically what she was saying. People are nuts out there. I don't know how this woman became prominent at all, because her language and everything is just so poor to be a spokesperson for Black Lives Matter. And her views are just so out there. I don't understand what's going on in this country. Where are these people coming from? What rocks are these people crawling out from under?
I appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. It's on What's On Your Mind. How much rain did we get last night? Asked the texter. Well, it depends on where you were, I guess, the answer to that question. Looks like Minot won the prize last night for the most widespread areas of pretty significant rain in that inch and a half up towards 2.5 inches in a pretty good-sized circle around Minot, most of it north of Minot. Bismarck a little smaller, but some of it there, a little bit south, a little bit west of Bismarck in the inch and a half range, three-quarters, half-inch, through a good chunk of three-quarters of the state. So
we had nothing at K-Fire, despite the fact that I brought the convertible and put the top down, left it out there thinking, that's the sure jinx right there.
But it's Todd's version of a rain dance is what that is.
Exactly.
Yeah. I do have a couple of...
The only thing I could have done is poured a bunch of soap all over it.
I do have a couple local pockets of over 3 inches, and that is south of Jamestown, a couple of them, but north of Aberdeen. So not too bad. Grand Forks looks to have gotten the least of the four larger cities. But let us know what you got in your rain gauge. We'd love to know for sure. Lonnie, Minot, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Lonnie, are you there?
Yep, I am.
Go ahead, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear.
Hello?
I can hear you, Lonnie. Go ahead.
Oh, I can barely hear you. I'm sorry. I was just talking about, listening to your stuff about the school teachers. They deserve a lot more money than they're making. Well, my wife's a teacher's aide at a small school in North Dakota. It's amazing how these kids, they don't have respect for the teachers anymore. And these teachers are fighting that. And, they're just trying to get the stuff done when, like I said,
I think, look, it is a tall task, and there is a lot of what you're talking about, and that disrespect and challenges in the classroom, depending especially on where the teachers are teaching in the, the neighborhoods and various communities. So good points, Lonnie. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. More coming up. The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest era. I'm Scott Hinnon. Thanks for listening. Today's guest, former Governor Jack Dalrymple. Our question for him, whether the truth was missing throughout this entire ordeal.
Absolutely. I think we're going to see that is the truly interesting thing historically about this, is the degree of misinformation and untruth that prevailed. And there's a lesson to be learned there. And the power of social media is an amazing thing, and it can be used for great good, in my opinion, but it also has a downside, and that is it allows people to spread misinformation and untruth very rapidly, and it also allows groups that are organized in their dissemination of misinformation to have a great tool at their disposal.
Former North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple. Keep listening for more of our ongoing series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
USA helping America feel better. Cruise on in there today and say, hey, I just want to fill up with a pump that I actually own. You can. You own the pump. That's right. You own it. Customer owned at PetroServe USA. That's one of the many great things we love about our friends at PetroServe USA. They also have the personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, and two of the best cookies on earth. Yours all day, every day. Four items for $4. Four items, $4 all day, every day. And you can register weekly for your chance at winning one of $1,050 gift cards, too, from PetroServe USA. We'll fill up at PetroServe USA and hit the road later this week for beautiful Wolford, North Dakota. We'll be at the Dale and Martha Hawk Museum for a big weekend. Hope you'd stop by and take in some of the fun. Envision Co-op. Rugby, Merchants Bank, Rugby, Gooseneck Implement, Farmers Union Oil Company of Devil's Lake, also a co-op there, North Central Grain and Bisbee, and Bremer Bank and Rugby, all fine sponsors of our broadcast from Wolford, North Dakota. Be listening for that coming up on Friday. All right, I have a full bank of calls here and two guests waiting to talk about this teacher situation that we started on, so I guess I turn that into a question related to property taxes. Chris and Dickinson wanted to weigh in on that. Go ahead, Chris.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. First off, I believe that teachers and law enforcement should be two of the highest paid professions, but I don't think we need to raise property taxes in order to do that. Why don't we allocate the funds that we're giving for these refugee resettlement programs and give that towards our teachers?
Find the money, in other words. Good point, Chris. Thank you. Jack and Fargo, what's your take?
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I'm surprised I didn't see on the front page of the Fargo Forum that North Dakota Blue Cross Blue Shield has just saved the state, well, going to save the state of North Dakota, $80 million. Tom McGraw is finally leaving, you know, the leftist guy from Virginia who is running Noridian, which is also a part of Blue Cross Blue Shield, is finally leaving the company and going back to Virginia. But he's leaving the state of North Dakota, well, not the state, Blue Cross Blue Shield and Noridian, what, $80 million in debt from the lawsuit of the exchange, kicked out of other states, fined by Medicare. And the sad part of the whole thing is, even though he's resigned his position and leaving, they need to clean the entire Blue Cross Blue Shield upper management from Tim Huckle all the way through. Why do you think the rates of North Dakota's insurance are up by 19%? Because the cost of insurance went up? Not at all. It's because Noridian has put Blue Cross Blue Shield in a financial trouble with their lawsuits $80 million from Maryland, lost the Andy Purge contract, got fined by Medicare $20 million for inappropriate hospital billings. It's ridiculous. And yet everybody just sings kumbaya. I would think that would have been on the front page of the Fargo Forum.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jack. I appreciate the call. We're gonna capture your call and invite Ryan Rauschenberger, the state insurance commissioner, to deal with a couple of the specifics of what you're saying related to the cost increases and the root cause of those. So certainly will. I have a little heartburn with the whole cheering for the Obamacare plan that Blue Cross Blue Shield did and the cost increases that have since come from that. As well, it's different than what you're arguing, but I know that's part of their increases as well. You're tying it to the Noridian situation, so interesting point. Appreciate the call, and we'll get some answers from our state tax commissioner. Got that, Rev? All right, perfect. Jay in Burndale, Minnesota, wanted to talk about teachers before we go to our guest. Last call, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Well, first of all, you guys do a great job. Enjoy listening to your show. I was a lead negotiator for the small district of Burndale, Minnesota, about 15 years ago, and the beauty of a small district, we negotiated with the teachers. We didn't negotiate with the union. And then the money was actually divided up by the teachers up and down the salary scale, but we had to approve it. But that was the beauty of a small district. But one thing, when I started negotiating, I always thought that numbers were an exact science. Well, they're not. For one thing, when they want a five, when the Grand Forks teachers want a five and a three, they want a five, and then they want three on top of the five. So it actually ends up being more than an 8% raise over 2 years. And so that's always something that you need to keep in mind.
All right. Appreciate the commentary, Jay. I'm sure our next two guests can empathize with a little bit of what you're talking about right there. This is an interesting topic I want to continue to talk about. Doug Carpenter is the president of the Grand Forks School Board. Ed Gerhardt is the business manager for the Grand Forks Public Schools. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today on the program. How are you?
Doing just fine, Scott. Been quite a while since I've been on the radio with you.
Yeah, I've been too long, Doug. Doug used to be on the Grand Forks City Council and, of course, spent a lot of years up in Grand Forks and had many conversations about many different topics, so it is good to hear your voice again. Appreciate that, Doug. You've been across the negotiating table from the representative of the teachers' union, and from afar, it looks like a pretty good-sized impasse with, one offer the teachers union, rather, asking for a salary hike of 5% for next year and 3% in 2018-2019, and the school board recommending that salaries be frozen for the next 2 years because of budget constraints. That's a ways away. Is that falling at all? Any movement in this? Where are we at, Doug?
Well, right now, both sides have declared impasse, and we'll be going before the North Dakota Education Fact-Finding Commission. They'll be having a public hearing on the 15th of June. So we're in the impasse fact-finding process right now. So there actually is no negotiations going on between the school district and the teachers.
And characterize, if you would, the negotiations for me before you got to an impasse. I mean, is there a give and take that's going on here?
Well, yes, we had a number of meetings where we did have negotiations. There was a number of different proposals, and we dealt with and resolved some of them. There are three outstanding issues yet, of which I believe the largest is salary. And, just to clarify a little bit, there's a couple different parts of how teachers are compensated on the salary schedule. They go up, move up by steps every year of service until they get to the top of the scale. And then there's also what they're talking about is the 5 and 3%, which are increases to those steps as well. So actually the overall increase is more than 5 and 3 if we were to go with the entire teacher proposal. The district, our initial proposal was something that really I don't think had been done in Grand Forks before, was to freeze steps and lane changes. Lane changes are where the teacher can move over in a lane on the schedule because they've added additional education. They've got a master's degree or they've got a doctor's degree and those kinds of things. So we proposed freezing, and the reason we did that is just because of the economics of the district and basically where we have very little new revenue to for anything within the school district.
So that's an impasse. What do you do? The only solution, I assume, correct me if I'm wrong, would be new revenue, right?
Well, if we had a new source of revenue, which basically in today's situation with the legislature having taken their actions, and we now get about two-thirds of our revenue from the state, that leaves, how do you deal with the remaining third? Part of that comes from the federal government, and we don't anticipate increases coming from the federal government. It's to raise local property taxes. We are going to see an increase in value in Grand Forks, both from new construction and for valuation increases. So we are going to generate some additional local tax revenue, but we're going to actually get less state money next year. So the only solution is really three solutions. You freeze salaries, you keep them where they're at today. You look and find other budget cuts, which would include, you know, reduction in employee account of staff. Or you go to the voters and ask them for a property tax increase. Because under state law today, Grand Forks is at our maximum general fund mill levy of 82 mills. And so if we wanted to have local property taxes go up from a mill perspective, the voters of the school district would have to approve that.
Ed, how much, rough estimate, if you need to, just to give me an idea of how much additional revenue, actual dollars, comes in every year on new valuations based on the current mill levy for Grand Forks Public Schools?
Well, the projection we got from the city assessor is, as Doug just mentioned, through a combination of increased valuations of existing property and new construction, is just over 5%, 5.05%. The previous year in 2016, it was, I think, 8.6%. So it varies certainly from year to year. We had a couple of high years, you know, a lot of construction going on. I think it's leveled off a little bit, and so I think 5% is probably going to be the average going forward.
And as you go down your line items of expenses, obviously salaries would be high. I see also you got a whopper of an increase in health insurance at 20%. Is that one of the reasons you got to go at least propose to hold salaries even?
Yes, that's our main uncontrollable expense increase. Based on past negotiations, the agreement has been that the district would pick up 76% of the health insurance premium, whether it be for a single or a family policy. As Doug mentioned, there had been some previous discussions, and seeing this big increase coming down in the future, the board did agree to increase the share that the district pays of that premium from 76% to 78% to try to soften the impact to all employees. But still, the district share of that is going to go up, somewhere close to $6 million in the first year. So that's a big hit to the budget and certainly the biggest uncontrollable expense that we're going to have to face.
And we asked our listeners earlier, going back to Doug, the point you made about the only way would be obviously to go to the voters and schedule a vote because we're at our max and increase property taxes. My question was simply this. Are teachers worth a property tax hike? Are paying teachers more worth a property tax increase? And, we've had some feedback on that so far. But, I think people have a heart for the fact that this is important. Somebody called and said, law enforcement and teachers, that they're top of the list. They go right up there. But can you find the dollars to pay them more from other places? And obviously that's what you're trying to do here. A short break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about that. And also another suggestion, and I've made a version of this over the years, and some of the listeners have seemed to agree this would make some sense. What about merit pay? What about rewarding the really good teachers and thereby incentivizing those to get to that category where you would get the increase? Would that make the difference numbers-wise? We'll ask you when we come back.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Are you ready for Dolce Vita? That would be the good life, folks, and you can get it with splash super pools from hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Here's Vince to tell us about the good life.
Well, you're really going to have to go to the splash super pools website. It is the Dolce Vita Diva. It's unlike anything you've ever seen before. It actually looks like a piece of wicker furniture in your backyard, but in reality, it's a swimming pool, and it's a very, very exciting, game-changing product, and literally 75% that of what an in-ground pool would cost. So a great opportunity that comes in a white wicker or American brown wicker. And again, you really have to do the website and get a view of what this thing looks like, because it's hard to describe it.
So don't let the sweet life wait. In the pool this summer, when you get to a hot spring spas and pool tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, or online at hotspringnd.com, or check out these Dolce Vita pools at splashpools.com. Splashpools.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Up in Watford City for the Multi-Industry Job Fair 2017. Job Service North Dakota, McKenzie County JDA, Watford City Area Chamber of Commerce, Williston Regional Economic Development folks, all sponsoring a job fair designed to provide an opportunity for businesses to interact with potential employees. And they have a veterans preference at that event, by the way. It's at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City, and the list is pretty incredible. 3 until 7 are the hours on Wednesday, the list, I mean, of the employers that are signed up. And big list, long list, big names. There are a lot of folks in here that are the you know, MBI Energy Services, as an example. Halliburton, General Equipment and Supplies, Calfrac, AT&T. You got B&G Oilfield Services. It's just a big list, so... Look forward to being up there. We're broadcasting live from that event, and hope to see you there. Our telephone number, 258-0550, You can text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054 for your questions or comments. Talking with folks from the Grand Forks Public School Board today, school district and school board. Doug Carpenter, president of the school board. Ed Gerhard, the business manager for the school. And talking about the latest on negotiations that now go to an impasse. Fargo's in mediation. A number of smaller schools have been in mediation. Minot, I think, is settled. I mentioned them earlier. So a public hearing next, and then an effort late June, early July, to ultimately settle this and get this done. Back to my idea that broached before the break about a way to find the money. What about some sort of incentive program, some sort of merit pay program, very popular with people when they say, you know, look, I know good teachers. We all have stories about incredible teachers. And then you also obviously understand there's some that are not in that category. So how about a merit pay system? Would that make your job in this negotiation easier, Doug?
You know, I don't know that it would make it easier. I mean, particularly in this situation. We just don't have the money. So even a program that, if you were to go to a merit pay program, and I personally believe it's much more difficult to determine how that should happen than people think. You know, how it should be based, how you determine that, make that determination on an ongoing basis. But even if you're going to do an incentivized program for merit pay, you still need new dollars, because it's not like we can go in. Okay, we're going to cut the what would be considered the poorer teachers and say they're going to get less money, so now we got more money for the good teachers. It doesn't work that way. They have contract rights in North Dakota, and we can't automatically just on our own reduce compensation to teachers. So even a merit pay system would require new revenue to the system, and we just don't have that new revenue today. So in theory, there maybe could be discussions, but there have to be new dollars brought into the system in some manner.
Even as a negotiation tool, because I know the teachers' unions hate them, right? I mean, the merit pay is just it's like a, you know, third rail when you bring it up with teachers' unions. They don't like the idea of them. But I'm saying, you guys are saying, we don't have the money. We don't have the money if we have the exact same pay scale. We still are going to have to cut some things. I'm stating that correctly, Ed, right?
Yes, yes.
So if I'm on the other side of the table and say, okay, whatever money we can find is going to go into a pool, and we ought to give increases to people who increase their performance, what are they going to say, Doug?
Well, of course, they are going to reject that. They're not going to want to look at that kind of a system. You know, North Dakota law basically gives teachers bargaining rights, and if they select a bargaining unit, which they have with the Teachers Association, we have to negotiate with them in good faith, and that's what we're doing. And so there would have to be change in state law and lots of things for what you're talking about to even really enter the conversation at the local level.
I would just think if the answer is nope, we're not doing that, so then not even the teachers that earn that distinction get an increase. We'll keep everybody at zero. Then they're doing their members some harm. But we actually had intended today to have a representative of the union on to talk a little bit about that. It was just kind of a miscommunication that we didn't end up having a Tom Young. But we'll do that, because I do want to ask this question at some point about the merit pay. What do you think, just to at the end of the process, you can issue a contract and then they have to sign or reject because they don't have the right to strike here. Do you think, the only way to pay them more would be to find more revenue? That's going to come from property taxes. Do you think that ends up being part of the solution, that, you know, the only way we can do this is if we get more, and that'll take a yes vote of the voters? Do you see that as a potential solution at the end, Yoda?
Well, I certainly for this next school year, it's not an issue. It would not be solve our problem, because we don't have the opportunity to have a vote in a timely manner. And even to meet some of the teacher requests would take a substantial increase in property taxes. You know, you'd be looking at, you know, 8 to 10 15 mils of increase, which, you know, you're talking about a, you know, a 10 to 15% increase on the school district side. When you combine that with the valuation increase, you combine that with what the belief is.
Sure, got to find another way. Sorry, we're up against the clock here, right, gentlemen. Appreciate the insight and analysis and the bringing us inside. Take care. Hey, welders, nobody pays you more, nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center has locations in Kildare and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and has some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there's superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell him Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.